producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Moving slowly but smoothly into the second hour on a Monday at Genesis Communications Network. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. Ladies, I encourage you to go out and be physically fit. And, you know, if you want to train with the MMA and the jiu-jitsu and all that other good stuff, please do that too. That will be a great precursor because I've got bad news for you. No matter what you do, 9.999 times out of 10, if a male is intent upon physically attacking you, you're going to lose. Whether it's his purse or your you know, or more, he's going to get what he wants from you. Unless you produce a firearm. The fastest growing segment of gun ownership in the United States today is women, females, ladies, the fairer sex. And ladies, you can shoot anything I can shoot, and sometimes you can shoot it better. But I'm not going to tell you about you because it's a guy talking to women. I needed a specialist. So I went out and I found a specialist. From Patriot Promotions, we're joined now by Jill Trammell. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell everybody what you are, what you have done, how you got to where you are right now today.
Well, I initially started as an advocate for veterans, working as vice president for VeteranCaregiver.com, which is an online forum to help wounded warriors and their caregivers of all eras. And during that time, a friend of mine reached out, and her husband was a Special Forces retired Navy SEAL who was an expert on Top Shot on the History Channel. And he had some traction in the entertainment business, and as we find in Hollywood, his agent just wasn't quite doing it for him. So I started reaching out through social media and helped develop his brand and his image, and next thing you know, he's calling me his agent. So I became an entertainment agent overnight, literally, and he spread the word, and since there really was very few, if any, agents in the entertainment business that were specifically focused on folks with firearms and firearm shows, folks on Top Shot started talking about it, and next thing you know, I got a call for one of my best PR clients, and he would happen to be a world-class 11-time national and world pistol competitor. And so that was my first introduction into shooting sports, and it was one of those situations where we were doing what we call guerrilla PR, talking to folks that were heads of firearms companies and shooting sports teams and trying to find a new home for him. And one thing led to the other, and having grown up in Southern California next to Camp Pendleton with a bird colonel as my other father, I should say, and 10 boys in my neighborhood, I wasn't afraid of firearms. So I got opportunity to train with one of the best pistol competitors in the world, and I didn't have any bad habits. So to this day, every time I go to a range, I'll usually get an instructor and he'll say, "Hey, that's a great grip. Where'd you learn that?"
The interesting thing about you is that, especially on the entertainment side of it, it takes somebody with the knowledge base that you have to be able to handle these, because you handle the gent with Top Shot. You handle Chris and Stephanie at Red Jacket Firearms. This is really a new niche for people that represent people to be in, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. I don't really think there's very few people that are doing what I do. And because of that, it's great. There's lots of opportunities, and one thing's kind of led to the other. And I've recently had a director of marketing from one of the major firearms companies come on board with me at Patriot Promotions. So we offer everything from PR and promotion to a full service marketing company now. Print, ad, digital, you name it, we pretty much do it.
Now, one thing I have to say in all disclosure, in the name of full disclosure, Jill also is my boss. But if she were not involved with me, if Jill's role was filled by a male, then I would have to go and find Jill, because her position in the gun world is somewhat unique, and I like what she does. Now, you also talked about veterans, veterans affairs and that kind of thing. In your career, that's been near and dear to your heart. You used to hang out with Chris Kyle, the American Sniper. I mean, and there's a lot of guys that you know that don't have a lot of name brand recognition, but you hang out with some pretty dangerous dudes, don't you?
Well, I do. I must say that if I ever had a problem, I wouldn't be afraid to make a phone call and get someone to fix it. They're great guys, though. And, you know, the special operations community is, it gets smaller every year. And I've been doing this about 5 years now. And so, you know, every once in a while, a new opportunity will come up where I have the honor to help a veteran move forward in his career, whether it be entertainment or business. But for the most part, I do what I can to help, and I try to keep it focused on them and their needs and their family needs, because, to be honest, people really do not understand the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make for this country, and they do it abroad, and they take that oath at home very seriously. So I'm very thankful for the opportunity that I've had to meet some really special folks like Chris Kyle, and I've had some amazing opportunities with Wounded Warrior retreats that I've put together. I've done events. It's another thing that we do, and I've also done VIP events during SHOT Show Week, and I hope to keep doing that. It's a lot of fun, but it's really rewarding when ultimately the outcomes are that you're helping other people, especially our veterans.
Now, whilst you have been rubbing shoulders with all of these dangerous individuals, both on the range like Dave Savigny and on the real range like with Chris Kyle, you yourself have become a pistolero, haven't you?
Well, it's kind of...
Pistolera. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Pistolera, that's right. It's addicting, I've got to say. You know, I think once you start picking up firearms and you get opportunity to shoot all the different types and learn about the different calibers and really start educating yourself, it becomes an addiction. So I guess I got to say I'm just like a lot of the other gun guys and girls out there where, you know, I don't think you can have just one. You got to have several. And there's always the next one that you want that you're looking at.
Jill carries Berettas. Very serious people carry Berettas.
Well, you know, Berettas are great. It's kind of, you know, the all-around gun for me. You can go to the range and shoot and practice and not spend a ton of money on your ammo. And then when you're done, you can flip a new mag in with hollow points and be ready for self-defense.
Coming up
but
on
I
the...
I got to say, though, everybody prefers automatic. And if you can shoot full auto for the day, you've got your adrenaline rush for a week.
Yeah, but you're broke. You're broke after that. The financial hole left in your wallet from shooting all that ammo in one trigger pull is just killer.
Hey, well, that's why I represent, you know, ammunition companies.
Oh, okay. That solves that problem. Well, listen, I want you to hold on through the break. When we get back, I want to talk to you about this gun rights and civil rights, because for women, you know, there's this talk about a war on women, and whenever they keep a female from getting a gun and make it hard for her to get a gun or to defend herself or carry a gun, I think that's a real war on women. I'd like to get your take on it. Very shortly, Jill and I will be doing a medevac video where she will be picking up my 270-pound body and running 100 yards to a waiting helicopter. That's coming soon on YouTubes. Or maybe not. I'm not sure. In any event, we'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Denerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. We're talking women and guns with Jill Trammell. Jill, I can think of three females whose stories that made the news, the latest one being Shanine Allen, who wasn't really doing anything other than driving a car. And was carrying a gun to protect herself, but I can look at Nikki Gozer out of Tennessee, and I can look at Amanda Collins out of Nevada. And if you're unfamiliar with those, Nikki Gozer, for those folks who are unfamiliar with this, Nikki Gozer was being stalked.
And because she couldn't carry her gun into a bar, she watched her husband get shot 6 times in the chest by the stalker. I already told you Amanda Collins' story and Jeanine Allen's story. This really, I mean, the gun is really the best force equalizer for a woman who is concerned with self-defense. Would you agree with that?
Oh, amen. Amen to that. And, you know, I was recently with Nikki at the NRA annual convention. And, you know, it's really a shame that most women don't arm themselves and don't arm up. I mean, there's case after case after case where if a woman had been carrying a gun, you know, she could have saved herself. Or one in particular when there was a student at a college who was brutally raped just feet from her car where she had to keep her gun because it wasn't allowed in the library. You know, these ongoing rules and policies being put forth by companies that are out there that are saying, you know, hey, this is a gun-free zone. Well, to be honest, I would take my chances. I would rather conceal carry into an establishment that says they don't want guns in their establishment, not let anybody know that I have it, just to know that I have it if I need it. Because a gun-free zone is really just a victim zone these days. And if you're going to have to use it in self-defense, I'd rather, you know, take my chances with court. Like poor Jeanine Allen, I guess Tuesday, the judge denied a motion to dismiss her charges. And she was carrying a gun and had hollow points in it, just like I normally do.
Yeah, that was a separate charge, wasn't it? The ammunition she had.
Yeah, it was. It was. And to be honest, you know, a 9mm with a crazy tweaker isn't necessarily going to stop them. So you want to have your hollow points in there. And you want to be, you know, you want to be prepared. So that particular case was just infuriating. New Jersey has, you know, the New Jersey laws are just ridiculous, but the fact that, you know, they wanted her to take a plea for 3.5 years in jail is also just ridiculous. I mean, we wonder why we continue to have to spend so much taxpayer money on the legal systems, on the jails. I mean, when there's victimless crimes like this and we're spending so much tax money, you know, putting it through to see it to its fruition, and God forbid she actually ends up going to jail. It's just a waste of money. It's nothing more than an agenda, and we're really getting tired of it. Women should be armed, and when they're trying to make HUD housing zones gun-free zones, that just tells me that the folks that are pushing that are elitist racists. And I don't use that term lightly. But that is exactly, that's the area where they need it the most.
With college co-eds, you have a sort of a colliding set of dynamics there, because they want colleges to be gun-free, and of course they want the co-eds to be gun-free, but they don't talk, you know, just like defensive gun use, for some reason college sexual assault doesn't make the news.
Right. It's just, you know, another normal day on campus. And for the most part, you know, we do live in America where we have a Second Amendment. It is our constitutional, God-given right to defend ourselves and be able to bear arms. So if you're going to defend yourself and it's your life versus a policy, I always err on the side of life.
You know, when you try, there's a lot of, between men and women, one thing I've noticed is that women take instruction better. And
true. We listen.
Yeah,
we listen
with a guy, when a guy goes to a defensive pistol class or a fighting pistol class, he goes into what I call the Sonny Crockett syndrome, where he pictures himself wearing a white linen jacket and he's pulling his gun out and he fires a few rounds, most of the time missing the target or the kill zone, and then wants to light up a lucky strike with no filter and call everybody bozo. Women have both better control over their breathing and better trigger control too, don't they?
They do. And I think once women actually practice and get out on the range and maybe go through a couple thousand rounds, they will have better trigger control. They will have muscle memory. They will be able to function in a emergency situation. If they're scared of their gun, if they don't get out there and they don't, you know, put a few thousand rounds through that gun in practice, they may actually be more of a harm to themselves than a good. So women firearm owners need to train up. I mean, it's the bottom line. And they need to do it quickly. because you don't want to be carrying that gun around, pull it out, having to shake your hand, not really sure how to get it off safety, and end up in a situation that they can turn and use that gun on you. And that often is the, you know, that's often the other argument from the other side of the coin, is that if you have a gun, you're more likely to have it used on you. Or if you have a gun in the home, you're more likely to have a murder in that home. I don't necessarily think that women realize the importance of training. So I often work with trainers that really do specifically target women and have special types of training programs for them. But at the same time, those who are trained, we want to know the same things that the guys know. We want to be trained like the men as well. So it's looking for a good instructor is important. And you can find great instructors through my website at patriotpromotions.us. So check it out if you're looking for training near you.
Just so people, before we run out of time, and you'll be hearing from Jill at least once a week, if not more, just so they can find you, how do they find Jill Trammell, Patriot Promotions, all of the many oars you have in the water?
Well, I'm all over Facebook, so you can find me at Jill Trammell on Facebook or Patriot Promotions. On Twitter, I'm at TweetUpUSA1 or Patriot Promotions, and our website is PatriotPromotions with an S.
I expect you to come back loaded for bear the next time you're on. We haven't figured out when that's going to be yet, but we will. And when we do, I want you coming back loaded for bear.
Well, you know, I'd like to also encourage everybody to spread the word about Lock and Load. I'm excited that you're on Genesis Communications and we have an opportunity to go to the show, and looking forward to getting more sponsors and advertisers and helping with great content and talent. So you will hear from me and lots of our friends.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. I will circle back and we will get on with the program later on today. You stay safe. Well, let me not put it that way. If you shoot somebody, stay safe.
Thanks, Bill. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. Women and guns, that is the fastest growing segment. Ladies, you can shoot anything I can shoot. Trust me. Maybe better. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
At 30afoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right. Welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. Let's go to the phones right now to Fred in Georgia. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Good morning to the Mr. The disappearing Mr. Bill Freddy. Welcome to your new day.
Yeah, well, you know, it was like, it's like the Jeffersons moving on up, you know. So.
Hey, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Glad you're happy about it. Hey, I was going to try and catch Jill. I was on the way in fighting the Georgia Demolition Derby. And,
okay.
Way into work. And I was, you know, she mentioned that she had contact with a lot of influential gun folks and ex-military. And I will call back in when she's on. But, you know, that would be a real good position from which to start a general conversation for all the gun folks to start saying to the government, hey, obey the law. Stop ignoring the law.
We have that in the plans, and we fully intend to do that. One of the, and you know this, one of the neglected segments of society today are the veterans.
Yeah.
Some members of the body politic seem to think that PTSD is just something that you get with your uniform and your name tag or your dog tags. And that's simply not the case. And the biggest problem they have, in the especially the gun grabbers, is the 20-plus million veterans who actually took the oath seriously and intend to defend the Constitution, especially the Special Forces community. They would be they vociferously let them know. They sent Obama a letter. It was fun. I'm sure he had a fun day that day.
Well, you know, all us non-veterans, at least myself, I will just speak for myself, but many of us sit back and go, man, I wish those guys would step up and challenge the federal government and say, look, you're messing up here. You know, I know it's a difficult and a very tricky thing, but, man, we'd love to see that happen.
Well, here's the thing about this, okay? And I often wonder about this. I see a lot of these militia groups who get out there, and they'll get on TV, and they'll be on specials and on doomsday preppers and everything. And you're never going to see a military veteran group do that because we don't want to reveal our hand of cards. When we slam the hand on the table, we want everybody concerned on the other side to have three zeros on their head. Their eyes are really big and wide, and their mouths are really big and wide. It just looks like they look like a bowling ball that you can really get a good grip on and just send it down the lane for a 7-10 split. The getting out there and telegraphing something like that is not the smartest thing. At the same time, one thing veterans understand is how logistically challenging it would be to try to go that route, if you will. And
well, I don't even really mean necessarily a face-off of any sort, just an ongoing declaration from the entire military, or as many would speak up, is, guys, it's obvious you're not following the law. Please stop. You know, because you don't have to put an ultimatum on it. It's just, hey, you know, the curtain's been drawn back, Wizard of Oz. We see you.
Right. Well, you're going to get that. You will get that from the veterans. You're not going to get that from the current military because, one, they have to be apolitical.
Yeah.
They just ran a guy out of one of the military bands because he had a anti-Obama sticker on his car. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's not political at all, really. That is basic legal.
Yeah. Well, it's believing in the oath you take. I mean, you know, you don't take that lightly. You have to give it twice before you're officially in the military, before they really have you.
Well, you know, on the subject then, just as a curious question to you, I don't have any military contacts, really. And do you think there are people out there in the military that are actively concerned and really want something done? You think there might even be movements inside the military in a semi-coordinated fashion to say, what do we do?
I am sure, because I know firsthand of certain people that are doing it. There's people within the military that have, you know, they get together away from the unit and they talk. And I'll give you my theory of what would happen real quick if the United States decided they were going to move the martial law away. And let's say, for example, they're going to have an Apache wing lift off, and they're going to go and take down Madison, Wisconsin, with that Apache wing. There'd be two or three guys that got in their birds really quick and lifted off earlier than the other guys on the Apache line once they figured out who was actually going to go through the mission. And I figure they would probably strafe the entire line of Apaches on the ground. And then they fly over to our side, and guess what? Then we got Apaches.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I hope that assessment is right. I see the bigger danger is something happening like a financial calamity, and then it's not just such an in-your-face martial law move.
Right. But the problem with that is in the face, and we've seen this time and time again, they're not going to be there. They're not going to show up. They cannot. They don't have the manpower necessary to quell massive civil unrest. They just don't have it.
So I guess we're back to what you said at the beginning of the show. You're your own first responder.
That's right. And the thing is, we saw it with Megastorm Sandy. And when Megastorm Sandy rushed up and hit New York and New Jersey, in New Jersey, some people do own guns. And the only ones that weren't getting looted in the door-to-door looting that was going on after Hurricane Sandy were the ones that put up signs saying, "This neighborhood protected by Glock."
Got to make one of those.
Yes. But, I mean, wherever that wasn't, they were going door to door, and people were trying to defend themselves with coat hangers and baseball bats and trash can lids or whatever they could have because they couldn't have guns. And the police were nowhere. They had pulled back. They pulled back like they did in the L.A. riots. They pulled back like they did in Hurricane Katrina. They pulled back. And, you know.
You know, I do have a cousin that up to recently was in sheriff's department, and I think you're dead on that in that assessment. You know, when it comes to asking them to do stuff they don't want to do, and when it comes to just protecting their families first, they are going to disappear and take care of their families.
Sure.
And they
absolutely
really can't blame them.
No, I don't. I don't. But while they're doing that, I'll be taking care of my own business. Thank you very much. Just like they are, I'll be taking care of it.
Well, I don't listen to this radio network. I hadn't listened before, but you pulled some people over, so have a good show.
Thank you very much, Fred. Thanks for the call. We'll be talking. That's the 2,000-pound gorilla in the room. In the event that we have, if we did have a financial calamity, okay, if you're not a gun owner, you need to become one really quick. You need to now while you can. I mean, if nothing else, you get to meet new people. You get to pursue a, you know, an interest that you both have in common. It's a little bit like having somebody that you play golf with, except you're going out and shooting. You're going out and you're shooting. You're practicing things like small unit tactics. You've got military veterans around that can teach you. Small unit tactics are not rocket science. It's basically a game of leapfrog. The one that's being leapt over is shooting. The one that is leaping is moving. That's all it is. And if you can shoot and you can move and you can communicate, well, whoever's on the other side of that particular equation, they're having a bad day. They're having a really bad day. It is horrible. Now, one thing about the gun grabbers is they have a coordinated message, and we're going to talk about this in the last segment. You can hear something out of Portland, Oregon, and it almost sounds identical to something that you hear in Florida. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Primarily, gun grabbers are minor birds. They're not even good parrots. Parrots have intelligence. Minor birds just repeat what they hear. If somebody's putting it out there, they'll repeat it. Until they're blue in the face, they'll believe it, even though it has no basis on fact, and they'll try to change the political dynamic with legislation. That's okay. We'll talk about it when we get back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right. As we get ready to go away on a Monday, first maiden voyage at Genesis Communications Network. This is Lock and Load, the number to call in if you'd like to get in, 877-317-6432. Two opinion pieces from opposite ends of the country, an Oregonian physician and a left-leaning Florida blogger. Quite indicative of the absolute massive disconnect some of these people have. Let's start with the doctor. First of all, doctors are one of the biggest groups of concealed carriers out there. Except for some of these guys. Except for some of these guys. Some of these guys that want to be able to question you about whether you own firearms or something. They might be of a different slant. And this Oregonian physician, first thing I'd like for him to do, right after he takes a gigantic bite out of my gluteus maximus, is reach up on his shelf where there's a big bottle marked, shut up, take a long swig on that. His idea is to register all guns like we register all motor vehicles, which I don't have a problem with that, Doc. Let me explain to you why. Registration of motor vehicles is simply a means of getting revenue out of me. And if I register that car, you know what? I can drive that car anywhere in the United States. And if I don't drive the car on the public roads, I don't have to register them now, do I? See, this is the old compare firearms to other consumer goods. Firearms are designed for one thing, and I'm not going to get out here and get semantically specialized with you. They're designed to shoot. Now, depending on where you aim them, you're going to have a whole host of different possible outcomes with a firearm if you pull the trigger. The Florida blogger wants citizens to leave their guns and self-defense rights at home on a nightstand. The physician, Perry Grossman, he writes, we need to become a society where individuals do not carry devices specifically made to kill other individuals. We need to become a society where reverence for the value of each life does not permit the carrying of devices to extinguish a human life. Dr. Perry, with all due respect, sir, I carry a gun everywhere I go. I mean literally everywhere. In the house, I carry a gun everywhere I go. Because if there's a home invasion, what, every 20 seconds? So if I'm next on the lineup, and I'm sitting in my living room, in my Hanes underwear, enjoying my turkey pot pie, watching some stupid thing on the television tube, there's also going to be a Glock nearby. And if you kick in my door, I'm not going to let you fill out a questionnaire. I'm only here for your TV. I'm only here for your life. I'm only here for your dogs. I'm going to turn the tables on you. And then I'm going to have to call ServPro to clean up the mess. Okay. People that carry guns, law-abiding citizens that carry guns, are not looking to shoot anybody. In fact, they're looking to shoot nobody. They don't want to shoot anybody. My reverence for human life begins with my own and that of my family. And if some, you know, if some smiling Jack comes up and he's, you know, just thinking about his next setup, his next hookup on crack, and he doesn't care if he has to cut my head off to get it, well, I'm sorry, because I'm not going to be very reverent of his life, because he has no reverence whatsoever for my life. And I'm going to come out of there, and it's going to be violent. I mean, it's going to be ultra-violent. Leaving your means of self-defense at home. Let's examine that. Gun-free zones are bad. I'll tell you why they're bad. Because if you're carrying a gun and you're going somewhere where there is a gun-free zone, well, if you're going to abide by it, then you have to leave the gun in the car, which means that it might be stolen. And then used in the commission of a crime, which I don't know anybody that owns guns that wants to see that happen. When you go into a gun-free zone that advertises that it is a gun-free zone, we'll just think every place you've heard about a spree shooting except Tucson, Arizona. Aurora, Sandy Hook, D.C. Naval Yard. We're not looking, hoplophobes, we're not looking to hurt anybody. We don't want to hurt anybody. When you shoot someone, and I have, when you shoot someone, your body goes through a whole lot of physiological changes. You go into shock. You have an adrenaline dump. You're going to vomit. And that's just 5 minutes after it happens, when it's all over and done with. After that, you're going to relive that incident over and over and over again. Now, this doesn't happen among some desensitized youth members like the MS-13 that is coming across the border and being recruited actively in Nogales. Because they are, you know, they're immune to it. They've been doing it since they were 8 or 9. They got no problems with it. But for me and you, for the law-abiding citizen, shooting somebody is a bad thing. It's good that you're alive to go through all of these things, but you're going to need help. And that's everybody. Everybody's going to need help if that happens. People that have been in combat, well, not so much. It's not as big a thing if you've been in combat before. But if you out there have been carrying a gun for years and years and years and years, and you've never shot anybody, the first time you do it, no matter how many times you've trained, now, the more training you get, the more lethal you're going to be. And that's what you want to be if you're carrying a gun. You want to be lethal. Lethal. But once you employ that lethality, certain realizations are going to collide with your psyche like a tsunami. And you're going to relive things over and over again. You're going to play the what-if game and everything else. So we're not looking to shoot anybody. Nobody out there that carries a gun wants to shoot anybody. And we do have reverence for life. We have high reverence for life. We don't look at spree shooting incidents as a political means so I can stand on some bloody shirts that are across some bloody backs of some bloody children to stand up and claim that we got to disarm the United States populace. We don't do that. We sit down and we clasp our hands and we pray for the souls of the innocent that have been taken in a crime. And then we gird ourselves for the absolute junk you're going to bring our way. While 100 million plus law-abiding citizens did nothing, you want to take the guns from everybody because a certain madman let it loose that slipped through the cracks, like Elliot Rogers, like James Holmes. Like Alexis, or Aaron Alexis, like Adam Lanza, like Jared Lee Lofner. You're going to use that as a means to try to disarm me. And you've got these little minor birds like this Dr. Grossman and Brian Driscoll, who he went from a he was in North Carolina. He was out of Florida. He was in North Carolina. He saw a guy carrying a gun in the open in North Carolina, which is legal. He believes if you want to carry your gun with you to McDonald's because you need protection when ordering a Big Mac, that's not okay.
interesting he mentioned McDonald's because on July 18th, that was the 30th anniversary of the 1984 McDonald's massacre in San Cedro, California. A loon named James Oliver Huberty opened fire because there wasn't people in there carrying a gun to get their Big Macs. Killed 21 people, injured 19 others. Would it have been different if somebody had been carrying a gun to get his Big Mac that particular day? It might have. But here's a problem for you homophobic gun grabbers out there that just want to see a kinder, gentler nation. Just because we have iPads and iPhones, that doesn't mean the nature of man has changed. It hasn't changed. We've just got better toys. Those people like me that walk around that don't want to shoot people, that train to do it, we're realists. You guys are living, I don't know, is Barney the dinosaur hanging out with you? This is the anti-gun mindset they have out there. We can either register them like cars or just they got to be left at home if you want to own a gun. Barack Obama wants to characterize gun ownership as a mental health issue. That's why he's pivoted to the mental health issue. He's going to make gun ownership a mental health illness. And the bad news about this, you know, I would love to take this show and turn it into talking about training show or all this other stuff, but I can't because these guys are always going to be around. The fight will always go on. So I'm going to leave you now with this thought for the first time here at Genesis Communications Network. It has never been about gun control, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.